I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on February 5th, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. Your roll call, Eric Fries here, Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman. Do not have Chuck. Okay. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Seth Myers. No Seth. Okay. Shannon Ganatra.
Here.
Carrie Watkins is our new licensing specialist. She is at a training right now, so she's not present. And Mark Harris.
Here.
All right. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we will move on to number four, new board staff introductions. Ms. Ganatra, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Frias. So we have, as Mr. Frias mentioned, Carrie Watkins, and she's had 26 years of state experience. So we recently just hired her on for the athletic training board. She's worked with multiple agencies, and her experience includes regulatory agencies providing accounting and payroll services for over 16 years. So she's a fantastic qualified individual that we are very excited to have on board. And she will be attending next month's meeting since she is in training today. On top of that, we also have Alara Stellman, and she is who we contracted with in the interim during Amber's absence and prior to Amber's absence and before Carrie started. And so she is supporting both the OT board and the AT board with tasks until Carrie gets acquainted with everything so that we have coverage.
Okay. All right. Number five, discuss and amend approval of the minutes. I'd entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for January 8th, 2024.
So Cheryl, excuse me, this is Cheryl. I move to approve the minutes of January 4 as presented.
This is Bart, I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for January 8th, 2024. All those in favor? Shane, you want to do that part or you want me to do it?
I've got it, Mr. Fries. Thank you. Okay. Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman's absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
And Seth Myers is absent.
Okay. Hearing no oppositions, and we still have a quorum. The regular session meeting minutes have been approved for January 2024. Number six, review the future board meeting schedule. Next month, we are in person. Anybody have any concerns with that one?
No.
That is obviously going to be on the 4th of March. Okay. All right. Number seven, review, discussion, possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. 7A, review, discussion, possible action, Darren Blake. AT-003 from 2019. Mr. Blake, I see that you are on the call. If you would like to present anything to the board at this time, please do so now.
Yes. Hello, board. Thank you for having me. So I was discussing, my probation since 2019. I have here all my documents that I sent in. I have diligently been trying to become reinstated and renewed my athletic training license since 2019 when I was first under probation. I've taken this very seriously. To say that this is my livelihood is an understatement. Athletic training is my life. I am trying to become a family man this year, so I am begging for grace from the board. I have documents that I have been trying to become reinstated, like I said, several times since 2019, five times I applied for renewal with the state of Arizona. And I think the problem came from again, when I applied in 2019, the BOC said it was pending. And I kept checking, and I assumed it was because I was under probation, which I understand. I'm very upset about it. I still am upset about this, but it was pending. I thought that was very weird that it was pending. And I figured it was due to COVID, things were slower. And I kept applying. Obviously, I should have reached out, and that was obviously the mistake. But I think where I got confused was I had a one-year license in 2019, 2020. And then again, I applied. It was pending. And I have all the documents stating no lack of effort on my part. I feel like I've been trying to do the right thing. I met all the standards of my probation. Ms. Ganatra, last week we talked, seems like we can't find, I was fined $2,000. I will send another check. I have no problem with that. I know it's not about the money. It's about understanding how important this is. And I am willing to do whatever it takes to continue practicing this, this career field that I love. So again, real quick, it says here I had a 15-month absence between the end of my 2020 license expiring and then when I reapplied. Again, that was during COVID, but I do believe I applied through the BOC at first, and that's when it was pending. And even when I reapplied for 2024, it was still pending, and I couldn't understand why. So I passed, I did all my CEUs for 2024, and when that went through, they both went through. I've been trying, I've been scouring BOC website. I probably should have took a picture, screenshot so I could show you. I have no idea why it was pending for so long. For years, it was pending. I thought that was weird. I applied several times to the state, the renewal and reinstatement fees. And I don't know why these things didn't get through, but I just, again, I'm begging the board for grace and understand that I have been diligently trying to be current with my standing with the Board of Arizona.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
Mr. Blake, I'm struggling still to understand. Sorry. You're applying for Arizona licensure through the BOC?
No, sir. So when I went through the BOC, I did the BOC first, and then I applied through the state. And I applied, I have documents here, five times since 2019 with the state of Arizona. But right. Again, my BOC was pending, and I thought that might have been the discrepancy.
Oh, I understand now. Okay, thank you.
So, Ms. Ganatra, can you give us the dates of the actual time that Mr. Blake's certificate was did not renew with us?
Yes.
When it expired?
Yes. Yeah, so that certificate that Mr. Blake provided, which is actually his license certificate, after that expiration date, Mr. Blake was not renewed or reinstated since. And that date I can get for you. Just give me one moment.
That was April 23rd, 2020.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it's my understanding, Mr. Blake, that you have been practicing since that date.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Shana, the reason for him not being renewed since then is what?
It appears, and if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Blake, that you did not renew or reinstate with us since that time frame.
Right. I understand that, but I also have receipts. I did apply. I have been trying. So I don't know why I wasn't, or I have all my documents, my CPR, BLS, CEUs, liability insurance.
Right. And after investigating, I cannot seem to locate those applications. Mr. Blake. So that was, you know, prior to my time, so I'm not entirely sure what may have occurred.
Yeah, like I said, I do have receipts I could send via email showing that I have been trying to apply. I have been putting effort into this. I do understand how important this is, and I'm definitely willing to try.
Mr. Blake, what receipts are you speaking of?
So I have here my computer has to warm up, but they are receipts to the Arizona State Board for reinstatement and renewal of my athletic training license.
And those are receipts that the board office provided you and said that the payment had gone through?
Yes, sir. It looks that way. It's a receipt. Yes, sir.
Okay. Shayna, obviously I'm fully aware of this before you started. Is there any means of documentation for this prior, like, you know, checking with an individual, with Karen before you, and maybe even Amber to see if that was actually processed appropriately on the board's end?
Right. Amber and I touched base before her leave, and she had mentioned that she couldn't locate anything for Mr. Blake after his last renewal period, or reinstatement period, I should say. So we could not locate any sort of application after. Okay. And we no longer have access to Salesforce.
Yeah, understood. That's gone. Yeah. Mr. Blake, do you have documentation that money actually came out of your account?
The only my bank accounts I looked for was that check from 2019 that I couldn't find, but I could spend time looking for to see if it actually came out. But again, these are receipts from the state board. So I could look, but I'm under the assumption that it did come out of my bank account. But I could check.
If I may, Mr. Blake, I was looking at my predecessor's email, and I had not seen any sort of communication between you and her indicating that you were not renewed. Did you attempt to contact the board when you did not get your license renewed?
No, ma'am, I don't believe I reached out, which is obviously my biggest egregious mistake here, was to not reach out. I am ashamed and embarrassed that it has gotten this far, and I was trying to do it myself. But I figured with the receipts and my application, it would go through. And then obviously it hasn't.
Mr. Priest, there are some receipts in the board materials dated 21 and 22, two of them from 21 and one of them from 23. I don't see anything from 22 at all.
Yeah. Mr. Blake, did you receive your new license in the mail for you to display in your place of employment?
I've been looking. I haven't found one, so I don't think I have received a license from you, from the board. And again, I assumed it was because the BOC was pending for so long. I figured it was that.
Okay. Well, let's do this first of all. For future reference, the BOC and the Arizona Board of Athletic Training, frankly, really don't have much to do with one another. So those are two separate entities. So if one is saying pending and the other one is not, that really doesn't mean much at all. Just for future reference, in case that, you know, obviously hope this doesn't ever happen again. But, you know, the BOC reading pending has nothing to do with the Arizona Board of Athletic Training.
I have learned that now.
Okay, understood. I just want to make sure that was presented to you. Okay.
I have one more question, if I could, please. Ms. Ganatra, well, actually, Mr. Blake, you mentioned you were on probation in 2000. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. 2019, and you mentioned a $2,000 fine or a fee. Ms. Ganatra, is there any clarification on that, just for my own benefit, of was everything else relative to his probation taken care of except for, or Mr. Blake says he does have that, he thinks he has that, has paid that fee. Is that your understanding as well, that everything else was taken care of to that point?
Yes, Ms. Ingram. So we have no record of his payment of fees on his civil penalty.
Okay.
We hold records, I believe, for 7 years, and there's no record of a civil payment penalty payment. That being said, CEUs were met in terms of his requirements. Ms. Whiteford, my predecessor, did send an email to Mr. Blake confirming that CEU requirements were met within his consent agreement.
So everything except for the fee has not been answered at this point. That question has not been answered for the probation period.
Correct. Yes. Mr. Blake's probation period had ended back in October of 22.
And met everything in the consent agreement.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you inform the board as to what the original penalty was back in 19?
Yes. So Mr. Blake was required to submit proof of 6 hours of continuing education by October 24, 2021, and he was required to pay a civil penalty of $2,000 by October 24th of 2021. And his probation, I apologize, I had misinformed, was April 24th of 2022, of when that would have been completed by.
Okay, and those particular penalties were imposed because?
Due to reinstatement, and I can give you further details. Just one moment. Mr. Blake's license expired on September 8th of 2017, and he did not apply for reinstatement until March 14th of 2019.
Okay.
And he was practicing during that time for one year and 5 months.
Thank you. Shane, if you again, please give me the date of his last license expiration.
Yes, of course. That was April 23rd, 2020.
So 2 months shy of 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Freeze, I move to go into executive session for legal advice.
This is Cheryl, I second.
Okay, has been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
Apologies. Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman? Not present. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
And Seth Meyers not present.
All right. Hearing no oppositions, we do have a quorum. We will be in executive session as soon as Ms. Ganatra can put everybody into the waiting room.
Thank you, Mr. Freeze.
I think we have to switch the link.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we got to do the
okay.
So yeah. If the public, please, just a reminder, no commentaries. And I will also be monitoring on this side as well. While the board members leave the room. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks. So first and foremost, I want to, just for the record, make sure that the rest of the board is aware that Mr. Blake and I work cohesively sometimes just simply because he is within the region in which I work.
Mr. Frias, I apologize. Can you state the time of returning?
Oh, my apologies. 10:16 a.m. returning back into regular session.
Thank you.
Okay. That being said, in no way does that interfere with my ability to be non-partial in this decision regarding Mr. Blake. So I just want to make sure we put that on record. Cheryl, if you would like to go from here, and then we'll go on to our next, the 9-1 after that.
Yes, Mr. Fries. I move that we open a complaint.
Oh, she froze.
Open complaint.
Ms. Ingram, can you please restate that?
You froze, Cheryl. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I move to open a complaint on the previous consent agreement with Mr. Blake. Completion of that, please. And
this is Bartlett. I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint on the previous consent agreement for Mr. Blake, AT003. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Bachman's absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Meyers absent.
All right. Hearing no oppositions, a complaint regarding the first consent agreement has been opened on Mr. Blake, AT003. Going down on the agenda then to 9A, Cheryl.
Yes. I move that we, one of the reasons that I would like to consider reinstatement is to see where we are with the complaint of the previous consent agreement. So I move to wait on the reinstatement for Mr. Blake.
This is Bartlett, I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to table 9A, Darren Blake, reinstatement for now. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman's absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Meyers absent.
Okay, hearing no oppositions, that has been approved. Now, Shayna, I do have one question regarding this. We've got on 7A, AT0003,
mm-hmm.
And on 9A, we've got 001225.
So 7A is in reference to his board order, which is the complaint number 2019-AT-0003. And then 9A is Mr. Blake's license
number.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Confirming that. Mr. Blake, at this time, you do not have a current license. Which means you cannot currently be practicing athletic training. My recommendation, frankly, a strong recommendation from the board is obviously you no longer practice until this investigation from the first consent first consent agreement has been investigated appropriately. I would have recommend to you that you investigate the fee associated with the original consent agreement to see if the board ever received that. As we have no record of that moving forward right now. So you have that recommendation to do so. And needless to say, you should not be practicing athletic training until this matter has been resolved. Do you have any questions of the board at this time?
Would it be easier? Could I just send another civil payment? I mean, again, I know it's not about the money, but I feel like that would maybe help us move along. I I have no qualms with any kind of punishment. I would just really like to continue practicing eventually. Like, again, like I said, I'm trying to start a family this year. This is not more than my livelihood. This is my life as I see fit, besides my family, obviously. So any punishment, I understand. But again, I would prefer to just send a civil payment now and to help move these things along.
Mr. Blake, while we appreciate that, I believe we would be required to move forward with the actions and we can proceed with the resolution from there. So payment would not remedy the situation at this time.
Okay.
Any further questions of the board?
I don't think I have any questions. No, sir.
Okay. The board obviously will, or excuse me, the board office will be in touch as, in terms of moving forward and investigating as we receive more information on our end. This gives us the opportunity, gives the board office more opportunity to investigate what happened here. Okay. All right, I'm going to move into 7B, which is obviously no initials. 8A is the consent agenda. If we just want to ratify the consent agenda as written, I would entertain a motion for that.
This is Bart. I move to consent, approve the consent agenda as presented.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. Give me 1 second. Okay. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers absent.
Okay. Forgive me. My name is on the consent agenda.
And we all missed it.
I thought it was next month that it was going to be on there, and it's on there right now. That's what I was looking for. So we cannot approve the consent agenda because we do not have a quorum.
What we can do, though, is take you off of it, and you can approve everybody else, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. So let's remove that if – let me do this. I'll entertain a motion to approve the ratify the consent agenda minus my name. So somebody made that motion.
This is Bart. I'll move to approve the consent agenda as presented, rather than, other than Mr. Fries, who is listed on the agenda.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda minus Eric Fries, ATR 000119. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers absent.
All right. So hearing no oppositions on that, the consent agenda minus my name has been approved. We've already put,
as the vice chair, I just inform you that your name will be put on the next agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are down. We obviously did 9A. So 10A, review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports. Ms. Connector, go.
Thank you, Mr. Frias. So under 10A, paper application discussion, I had been brought up last month that the board would like to move forward with no longer accepting paper applications, as our new system with Ventia is best handled electronically. And that was based on the governor's and the past governor's initiative to go all electronic based. I would like to have that discussion and see if there's any motion or any questions.
Do we need to make a motion for that, Mr. Harris?
Shana, are you asking for
yes.
approval?
I am, yes, please.
So yes, okay. So I'll just whip this one out. I would move to go to 100% electronic applications for the board office at this time.
Ms. Bartnell, second.
So moved and seconded to go to 100% electronic applications. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman, absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Meyers, absent.
Hearing no oppositions, you have been approved to go to 100% electronic applications.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. I will plan to remove that paper application option online on our board website. Thank
and
you.
Please inform the state association of that as well, please.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, moving on then to 10B, which is update on replacement of board members. So we have some traction. Their governor's office is currently reviewing three applicants for the positions that are available. I'm being told that the not next month, but the following month, we may have those individuals appointed.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. We have two board seats open, correct?
Correct. Two board professional member seats
right,
open.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully some more news again, updates next month. Moving on then to 10C, which is update on matters related to fingerprinting as it relates to ARS 32-4128. And that is in terms of our movement to require only fingerprint clearance cards moving forward for any application type. And that's any type of a fingerprint clearance card at this time. That being said, we have alerted, Amber and I had alerted as many individuals left on the list that required it back from September's meeting, September 2023. And I believe there is only two individuals that were not in compliance, which I do plan to bring to the next board meeting if they do not provide us the fingerprint clearance card. And in that result, it's because they have not communicated back to us yet in terms of their fingerprint clearance card validity. That being said, all others are in compliance at this time.
Okay.
Okay, then I will move on to 10D, which is review, discussion, and possible action related to AAC R449-203C, and that was in regards to the rule which stated that athletic trainers shall submit at least 15 days prior to their license expiration date. And we are seeing, continue to see timely submissions in terms of prior to expiration. However, I plan to continue to monitor that to see if any individuals are submitting less than 14 days before their expiration date. All right, then I will move on to 10E1, which is the financial review. I've supplied the finances to the board members for review, and in that information, that includes Ms. Watkins' position with the board. It does not include the contractor position at this time. However, it was allocated in the funding. It's just not demonstrated in the documentation. So I will provide a more updated financial report next month with that information. However, we still remain in the black. We'll have some funding remaining, but we were able to allow the ability to hire the contractor in the interim to provide support, as well as to be able to split that between our board and the OT board.
Okay.
There's no questions, then I'll move on.
Real quick, what's the name of the third individual that you mentioned, or the second individual, excuse me?
Her name is Alaris Selman.
Okay, and is it your intention to continue to have her be a part of the staff?
So my intention is to have her support the OT board, which is originally why I hired that position. Okay. But I think she's now, because she's cross-referenced, I would like to provide any additional support. Ms. Watkins, until Ms. Watkins gets into her role. Yes, because currently Ms. Selman is working on all applications and processing emails and ensuring that board business continues until Ms. Watkins gets on her feet.
Okay.
That being said, Ms.
Watkins, temporary basis then for now, just
correct.
Yeah. Okay, understood.
Correct, yes. That being said, Ms. Watkins does have a plethora of financial background experience and originally worked with CSB, which is our finance accounting. And so I feel very positive that she can support us in some of those roles as well, which she feels comfortable in.
Terrific. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Then I will move on to 10E2, which is review of recent board staff activities. I am currently in the office full-time in terms of I'm not doing a hybrid model so that I can train our new staff, and I've been since a few weeks. And I will continue until our staff feels confident enough to do a hybrid model. Ms. Jones, her last day was last Thursday. Ms. Selman, our contractor, started on Thursday. And so Ms. Jones did give her a very a good amount of information prior to her departure. And then Ms. Watkins started today and is in her training. That being said, we eventually look to incorporate one or 2 days again, hybrid, once everyone feels confident in their roles. We are fully migrated to Thentia. However, we're still waiting on historical information. So Thentia system is not complete at this time. We lost the ability to use Salesforce. However, we're being told by ADOA Asset, once everything has migrated appropriately, they will give us temporary access to Salesforce to compare the information historically so that we can identify if anything has been missing. Right now we are in a lapse in time frame in terms of what we can really see or review historically until we get further access. And that's more so just applications and historical documents like CPR cards and things. But we are able to function with the information we have currently.
Ms. Canatra, what's the timeline on the restoration or the ability to look at historical data?
That's a wonderful question. So we were told we would have had that information by last month. And so when I followed up, I'm being told it's being worked on. Right now, the data has been loaded into our files, our Google files. And so now that has to be taken from Thentia, the representatives, and pulled into the Thentia system. So we're one step closer. However, timeline-wise, they haven't given me a definitive timeline. My hope is that by the end of this month, we should have all the information. Just keeping in mind that they are still migrating many other boards to Thentia, so resources are quite limited.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then that being said, there was a follow-up on renewals, which I was able to confirm renewal reminders were being sent out for 60-day and 30-day. And that is consistent at this time. If there's no other questions, then I'll move on to 10E3, which is statistics. We have 943 current licensees. And then under 10E3-2, we have 4 active consent agreements. And if I may just revise that to state that we actually have 5 right. active consent agreements, considering Mr. Blake's.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will go on to number 11, call to the public. We obviously do have a number of people on the line. If you are part of the public and you would like to address the board at this time, please do so.
Hi, my name is Elena Martinez, and I just have a quick question. Is since Ms. Jones has departed from the board or the this company, is that email still good a contact to reach out? Because I know I have questions about my fingerprint clearance card.
Ms. Martinez, this is just a form for just open comment, so I will reach out to you directly.
Okay, appreciate it. Excuse me.
Any other public like to say anything? All right. Hearing no other, number 12 is future agenda items. So obviously, Shanda, keep on there, the future board members, as we always kind of sort of do.
Okay.
Mr. Blake, at this time, my apologies, but you will have to reach out to board staff with your current question. Okay. Thank you. Any other future agenda items?
Your approval, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, so that just needs to be on there. Hopefully that we can have other board in attendance.
Yep. Okay. The matter of Mr. Blake and then the other two individuals that are out of compliance with their consent agenda. Right.
Yep.
Agreement.
Continue on there. Yep.
Thank you.
And then the fingerprint, I'd still like to know the continued status of the renewal, like the timeline that we're renewing, as well as the replacement of the current board members.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10:37 a.m.
So Cheryl, I move to adjourn as of 10:37 a.m.
Mrs. Bart, I'll second that at 10:38.
Moved and seconded as to adjourn the meeting as of 10:38 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman absent. Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers absent.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.